Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of everything pineapple, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. I am actually recording this episode for the third time at this point because I fall into one of our categories that we are going to talk about today. Ugh, I am recovering, I promise. So this week, we are going to jump right in and talk about imposter syndrome. Now, unless you have been living under a rock somewhere, you have heard of imposter syndrome. It is a very hot topic right now. Now, of course, I'm just kidding. I know you're not living under a rock. And even if you haven't heard of imposter syndrome, it basically reveals us all to feel like we are phonies in some portion of our life, usually our careers. Now, according to Dr. Valerie Young, there are actually five subcategory types to imposter syndrome. And they are as follows: the perfectionist, the Superman / Superwoman, the natural genius, the soloist, and the expert. So let's jump right in today and break these down so that we know where we might be falling a little bit short, what we should do about it, how to overcome it. Okay, now, as I was saying, I fall into the perfectionist category, which, ding, 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 is right at the top, number one. The perfectionist is someone who has a hard time delegating because they know they can do it better themselves and they're probably going to be disappointed with the results of others anyway. So why don't we just do it ourselves? Because we can do it the best, right? The best. I know how to do it, so I'm going to do it myself. Okay? I don't need your help. I'll just do it myself. Okay, just joking. They also have a hard time starting projects because they need all of the information squared away in advance before they start. They have very high expectations for themselves, and then they're disappointed with the outcome. Usually it follows with this deflated feeling of how I could have done better. Now, as I said, I have started this episode 3 times in a row trying to get all of my ducks in a row because, it needs to be better. I am recovering. I promise. I'm trying hard. Number two, the Superman or Superwoman. These types are convinced that they are phonies. They push harder and harder to measure up to everybody else. They let their hobbies fall by the wayside. They cannot handle downtime because they find it wasteful. And they usually work way more hours than the rest of their coworkers. They're actually addicted to the validation that comes from working, not the actual act of the working. Now, how do we overcome this? Nurture your inner confidence that tells you your worth is in Jesus and not in your work, and that you are competent and skilled in what you do. How else did you get where you are? Number three, the natural genius. These subcategory types believe that they need to be a natural genius. They judge their abilities on how easy and fast they can actually accomplish tasks versus the effort. If something takes them too long, then they feel shameful. Not sure if this applies to you? Are you used to excelling without much effort? Have you frequently been told that you are the smart one? Do you dislike having a mentor because you feel like you can handle it all on your own? If any of this sounds familiar, you might want to start working on seeing yourself as a work in progress. Give yourself a break. Even the smartest people in the world had to start somewhere when learning something new. Number four, the soloist. The soloists believe that asking for help reveals their phoniness. They often refuse help because they feel you will see their lack of worth. They are capable of doing it all on their own, no assistance needed. Overcoming this might be a way of understanding that no one can do everything without help. Look at all the most successful people. Again, do you think they got to where they were on their own? No. They may have had the internet, or personal connections, or employees, or mentors, or, for goodness sakes, massage therapists, because everybody needs those, and they help you tremendously. Number 5. The expert. The expert bases their competence on what they know and how much they know. They believe that they will never know enough and therefore may be exposed as a fake. They constantly seek out skill-building opportunities and shy away from things that include what they perceive as smarter people. All of these are based on the ugliness of insecurities. We are all worth so much more than this, and this is why we must overcome. So overcoming the expert subcategory type is getting used to not knowing. If it applies to something in your field, you're probably going to know it. And if you don't, be okay with that, because no one is perfect. And if it happens to be a new concept, then everyone else around you probably isn't going to know it either. So stop sweating. I found these 5 subcategory types of imposter syndrome very intriguing because the studies actually say that 70% of people experience some type of imposter syndrome in their careers at some point in their life. And if any of this resonated with you, no worries. You're in good company. We are all a work in progress. None of us are perfect. And we could save ourselves a whole lot of time, energy, effort on doubt and insecurities. And here's to putting your chin up and powering through just like the rest of us. I hope that this episode has helped you in some way, shape, or form. As we all go through this life together, we need to remember that we are not perfect, that we are all a work in progress, we all have our things that we need to overcome, and sometimes the energy going into it is just not worth the worry. So be the best that you can be. And until next week, girls, adventure on!